He loses, but he won't leave. And then who gets rid of him? The police? This is the police.
Well, I mean, I don't get it.
I understand your concern. I'm serious, bad things happen in countries and people have taken democracy for granted for way too long.
Yeah, we're not that special.
And, exactly. And I think we forget a democratic republic is the most rare and fragile form of government
Correct.
In human history. These
right.
things almost never work
Very
out.
Very fragile.
And that's why we have to be vigilant.
But about 90% of police support Trump. Well, he has amazingly, and when he mentions, he says this outright, he says, we have the rough people. And then he mentions, I love this, the military, the police, and the bikers. Like if you had the whole U.S. military and the police, that wouldn't be enough. Let's bring in the guys with the pool cues from Altamont.
But look, it just shows you how little Donald Trump knows about the military in which he refused to serve. Because when you think of Jim Mattis, when you think of General Kelly, the so-called rough people, Marine Marine generals, these are people, everyone I've known in the military, Van is absolutely right. They are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States. They are the most patriotic Americans.
They
understand that the Constitution is not a formula for a dictatorship or for a man to extend his
But they're also sworn to follow the commander-in-chief. Chain of command.
It's one of the great achievements of American democracy that our military swears allegiance to the Constitution, not to the commander-in-chief. Yeah. And we do have, and on all the way down.
What did the Senate do with impeachment? Didn't they swear an oath?